A Melbourne school that flouted lockdown restrictions has been hit by a COVID-19 outbreak. Data behind Australia's reopening plan, too optimistic. And the search for the Morrison government's spreadsheet of marginal electorates narrows. Good morning, it's Monday, September 13. I'm Hannah Mills-Turbitt, and this is your news with The Age. Start your day with your mind wide open. The principal of a Fitzroy North primary school at the centre of a COVID-19 outbreak has repeatedly flouted public health orders and invited all families to send in their children during lockdowns. 30 students and staff have now tested positive at Fitzroy Community School, and the number is expected to grow. Emails obtained by The Age show Principal Timothy Berryman told parents they were free to send their children to school, but admitted it did breach government-imposed directives. Premier Daniel Andrews reiterated yesterday that opening classrooms now would allow the virus to spread in schools. He said a plan for the rest of the school year would be made public in about a week. Meanwhile, the Doherty Institute modelling that underpins the national reopening plan has been labelled perhaps too optimistic. The federal government's plan allows for an easing of restrictions once vaccination rates pass 70% and then 80%. But University of Western Australia professor George Milne has provided separate modelling to the WA government that suggests 85% vaccination coverage will be needed to avoid scores of deaths. A spreadsheet of marginal electorates that was used to promise railway station car parks to voters as part of a $660 million program could only have come out of the offices of former Infrastructure Minister Alan Tudge or Prime Minister Scott Morrison. As part of a Freedom of Information request by The Age for documents related to the contentious program, the Federal Infrastructure Department has revealed it did not hold the spreadsheet, which is known to exist. Mr. Tudge denied knowledge of the spreadsheet after it came to light in a parliamentary hearing last month. The car park fund was created ahead of the 2019 election and used to promise a string of projects, mostly in southeastern Melbourne and parts of Sydney. And in other news, in the US, the Biden administration has released a newly declassified document describing connections the FBI examined between the 9/11 hijackers and the government of Saudi Arabia. Female university students in Afghanistan will be forced to study in segregated classrooms away from their male peers, where full Islamic dress will be required, the Taliban has revealed. And multiple US television networks have approached the ABC about buying the rights to broadcast two Four Corners episodes that looked at Fox News and its role in the 2020 election. For more on these stories and all the most important news of the day, visit our websites or buy our papers. I'm Hannah Mills-Turbitt. Have a great day.